Without divinity, existence is not possible, says a wise man. Deep within, a spark of divinity is our life force. We are, on the outside, asleep to the source of our being. We are tough and crusty, insisting on independence, using our self-consciousness as witness to prove free will. But our divine soul, the great mother of us, will persevere against all odds to waken her children. She tenderly kneels to blow on the divine spark within each. Her breath feels like molten fear running through our veins. She adds fuel to our inner fire. To us, it looks like sticks of sorrow, grief, accident, and calamity. She wields nurture from a higher dimension, a spiritual force to feed the souls of humanity. Not always comfortable, but always leaving us stronger. She holds all of them close to her breast, rocks them out of their sleep and into the awareness of who they truly are. Many lifetimes may pass before a human awakens and becomes fully aware of their innate divinity, aware that they are far more than their body or their mind or their possessions. Become conscious of being far greater than they can even imagine. The Great Mother, however, is relentless in her love and desire that her children awaken to become the best that they can be, awaken to fulfill their divine birthright. She's around them everywhere, always pumping in their hearts, running in their veins, feeding them energy. Known by many names, she is circumstance, accident, joy, love, poverty, enthusiasm, relationship, disease, family, work, in a word, experience. She is teacher of hard lessons. She is passion and lover of all things. She is misfortune and great fortune. Above all, she loves her children, and when they see her face in all possible circumstances, they are conscious of their oneness with the divine soul. They experience existence only within divinity, because nothing there is that can exist without divinity.